Yesterday I drove to Birmingham, and as I drove, I listened to NPR, which I do as often as I possibly can. And as I drove to Birmingham and back, I was struck by the slant of the discussion on Morning Edition and All Things Considered. Never had I thought of the question of security at the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Even in the wake of the recent attacks in Paris, I had not considered that we should be fearful while watching a parade, no matter how iconic its status. And maybe I am naive for not being fearful. I must be, because I've been accused of being naive on several occasions. Yet on this day of Thanksgiving, where we're especially mindful of the bounty of the earth and the gifts that we've been given, it seems that fear is the very thing we should put aside. Certainly our gospel reading today affirms that fear has no place in our lives. Jesus reminds us that we are valuable and precious to God, that more often than not, the things that we fear are of little importance, what we eat, what we will wear. For those of us living in a land of plenty, those fears are especially unwarranted. Jesus reminds as well that we will not add any time to our lives by worrying. That reminder is never to be overlooked. We could even take that sentiment a step farther by acknowledging that the time we spend worrying is time on the clock of our lives that we could spend living our lives more fully. Not only does worrying not add a single hour to our lives, it actually takes time away from the hours that we have. So who knew that the celebration of Thanksgiving could be countercultural? Who would have imagined that a time when there is 24/7 fear-mongering, that the people of God here in this fear-filled country were called to take time apart from the world to be truly thankful for the goodness and blessings that we've been given, the fruits of the earth, the bounty of creation, and those who are part of the production of the crops and the bounty that we so enjoy. In Paul's letter to Timothy, Paul urges that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgiving be made for everyone, for kings and all who are in high positions. The naming of kings and those in high positions in that prayer is significant. The plan is that through these prayers, God's people will be able to live a quiet and peaceable life. Those kings were not friends of the followers of the way. As often as not, they were persecutors of the followers of the way. And Paul encouraged prayer, even for those who cause suffering to the followers of Christ. Can we do the same? Can we pray for those who would do us harm? Can we remember that even in the midst of uncertainty and unrest in the world, we have the promise that we have nothing to fear? We're not called to be foolish. We should be wise and aware that our world is not always a safe place, but we are not to be fearful. We are always to be those who, with thankful hearts, reach out to those in need, sorrow, or any kind of trouble, who are displaced and without resources. We have so much for which to be thankful. Let us remember and not forget that in all times and all places, we're called to give thanks to the giver of every good gift. Amen.